Animal experts say there's been an unexpected side effect of climate change in Australia, a marked spike in cat numbers. One cat charity says the warmer weather is causing kitten seasons to extend longer and for cat breeding to unusually occur in winter. Lucy Carter reports.
Cat experts don't often comment on climate change, but this isn't your usual climate change story. This time, we're not talking about a rise in sea levels or temperatures. Instead, the CEO of the Cat Protection Society of New South Wales, Christina Vesk, says she's seen a rise in the cat population.
Observationally, no doubt that the weather is having an impact. Cats' breeding cycles are triggered by hours of daylight and sunshine and warmth. So when you do have exceptionally warm winters or you get a burst of warm weather in winter, it does lead cats to believe that it's time to breed.
Ms. Vesk says the so-called kitten season is going for a much longer period of time.
So I've seen 10 kitten seasons now in my time at Cat Protection, and one thing that has been very noticeable is the extension of the season, the fact that it keeps going right through winter. Freakish sort of warm days in winter can really trigger a whole lot of breeding.
She says that 2013, officially Australia's hottest year on record, led to a noticeable spike in kitten numbers.
Just looking at data sort of going back over several years, we had a quite extreme number of intake of kittens in 2013, and that was pretty much nearly double, 2009.
University of Sydney feline medicine professor Vanessa Bars says the science supports what Ms. Vesk is saying.
Absolutely. I think that those observations probably, reflect the fact that cats in Australia are more likely to be breeding all year round. We know that, the cat breeding cycle is influenced by the number of hours in the day. And that's why, many cats, particularly in colder climates, don't breed during the cold winter months.
Professor Barr says one female cat can produce up to 40 kittens a year. She says cat numbers could explode in Australia if owners don't act responsibly.
What we know is that there are already a large number of unwanted cats in Australia, and I think that the thing that will influence them most is our ability to de-sex them early. That is the critical thing.
The Cat Protection Society's Christina Vesk agrees.
For the owned cat population, early age de-sexing can prevent that. But again, some people might be thinking, well, it's the middle of winter and, I can wait until spring, and say, don't wait. They will breed when the conditions are right, and much of the time the conditions appear to be right.
The Cat Protection Society's Christina Vesk ending that report from Lucy Carter.